From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The deadline to file a claim in the $1.51 billion Syngenta MIR 162 settlement is today. According to AgWeb.com, the settlement covers corn farmers, ethanol plants, and grain handling facilities. Interested parties can submit claims online at cornseedsettlement.com. This settlement comes after years of litigation in which plaintiffs alleged Syngenta's introduction of AgriSure Viptera corn before it was approved in China led to the loss of income. Ag producer sentiment dropped to its lowest level in 2 years as producers expressed concern over worsening farm financial conditions. That's according to the latest Purdue University CME Ag Economy Barometer reading of 114, down 15 points since August. AgriMarketing.com reports the barometer is based on a monthly survey of 400 ag producers from across the country. Large declines were also seen in the index of future expectations, which fell 10 points, and the index of current conditions, which fell 25 points. Still stinging from the recently negotiated U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, dairy farmers of Canada have rejected an invitation to meet with Prime Minister Trudeau. In a news release published on AgMarketing.com, the DFC says the absence of details on measures to mitigate the impact of the concessions made within the USMCA, as well as the absence of a vision for the future of our industry at this time, cannot appease the concerns of the dairy farmers. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.